Neil, the thing about flood work is, and especially around levee systems, is that you're only as good as your weakest point, and so you can continue to do the work. What you have to look as a system all along the stretch of the river. And I think sometimes people think of levees and they only think of maybe the fact that those levees protect the farmland or the homes that are right next to the levee. Well, it does do that, but it also is protecting really all along that river stretch. And so I think that was the big takeaway for me, is again the idea that you've got to do that work to repair the breaches that we saw back in 1819, but also be trying to think ahead. Where were the pinch points? Where do you think that there may be a collection of water that could be problematic, and how do you get ahead of that? Being proactive can be challenging at times, and certainly historically, it's easier to find funding for recovery than it is to find funding to work proactively. I think the state of Iowa, the governor, the legislature has shown leadership in this regard by now funding some levee repair work on an ongoing basis. It's a small amount of money in the grand scheme of things, but the point is that you've got a long-term focus on it. And so I think there's some really good things that can happen here. Communities working together, and just having the long-term view of making sure we're protecting our resources.